Abraham offers some coming together vows. The questioner says, Abraham, I was involved in a religion for 3 years that taught that spiritual beings do not have physical contact, do not make love. They liken the body to a battery, and they said that by having sexual contact with another, in effect you discharge and waste energy.
The only way that you discharge and waste energy is by focusing upon the lack of what you desire. Since the source within you is focused upon who you really are, all that you have become, and all that you desire, when you focus otherwise, you lose your connection. It is your belief that you are inappropriate that is causing the disharmony, not your physical behavior. If you are having a sexual experience and you are feeling extremely guilty about it for whatever reason, then the experience is not of value to you. You are draining your energy. But if you are having a sexual experience and you are feeling very good about it, then the power of the universe is behind you.
She said, well, if only I had known 25 years ago what I've just learned here today. I came from a situation where everything's a no-no, right down to the fact that your only responsibility in life is to get married, have kids, and obey your husband. And that's even what my marriage vows said. You will love, honor, and obey this man for the rest of your life. Boy, if I had known then what I know now, I would have run so fast.
Let us offer you the perfect coming-together vows, whether you're calling them marriage or something else. Hello, friend. We are here as co-creators, and it is my expectation as we move forward in this marriage, or in this relationship, that both of us will find ourselves satisfied in every way that is possible. It is my desire to discover who I am and who you are, but most important to me is that I be happy so that I may inspire happiness in you. I do not take your life as my responsibility. I take my life as my responsibility, and I'm looking forward to a very good time here. I'm anticipating that as we move forward in this life together, we will have the ultimate of all positive experiences, because that's what I intend to look for. As long as we're having a good time, let us stay together. And if we should stop having a good time, let us separate, either in thought or in physicalness, until negative do us part. We are not encouraging you to disassemble your marriages or your existing relationships, but we are encouraging you to tend to the relationship that matters most of all, the relationship between you and you. When you reach for the thoughts about everything and everyone that harmonize with the perspective of the source within you, you will feel the true alignment of your being, and then, and only then, will you have something to offer another. You must be selfish enough to be in alignment with your true self before you have anything to give.